trying hard to remember. Once more, she repeated, "What comes next?" and went on slowly, "I believe that God..." And then, her face brightening, briskly finished the sentence, "created me, together with all living creatures." She was in smooth waters now and rattled away, beaming with joy, through the whole article, reproducing it word for word from the catechism just promulgated, with the approval of an omniscient senate, in that very year of grace, 1835. "When you were once fairly started," she thought, "it was very like going down Mount Jerusalem with your brothers on the little sled. You had no time to think, and you couldn't stop even if you wanted to.
And clothes, and shoes," she said, "meat and drink, hearth and home, wife and child, acre and cow."
But old Johann Buddenbrook could hold in no longer. He burst out laughing, in a high, half-smothered titter, in his glee at being able to make fun of the catechism. He had probably put the child through this little examination with no other end in view. He inquired after Tony's acre and cow, asked how much she wanted for a sack of wheat, and tried to drive a bargain with her.